The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
For months now, we've kind of beaten up Phil Tirana because, I mean, honestly, he has self-proclaimed he has no game.
None whatsoever.
Not even a little, not even a shred of game, not even Little League.
Well, I've got a little bit of that. I'm just not your, I'm not good at spitting the game. I mean, I can talk to people, but I just can't
spitting
do the
game.
Spitting yeah,
the game.
But, you know, I can't go up to a girl I've never met before and, you know, end up with her number 20 minutes later.
You have
That's
even,
just not my.
Or,
that's not,
or 20 hours later.
Or 3 days later.
Or 20 and a half later.
Or 20 years later.
Or ever.
You've even told us that you have never, like, gone through the procedure of asking a woman out, her saying yes, and then you going out on a date.
In my past, I've had 3 or 4 major relationships in my life, and each one started with me charming them to the point where they say, hey, let's go do something. Because I am so uncomfortable with rejection that I will push until she asks me out.
Imagine that. Just never, ever asking a girl out, ever.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
The nervous behavior's already started. He's already bouncing back and forth and turning red.
Yeah.
Just talking about asking a woman out.
You should have seen him yesterday. We had our intern Jen in here, and Woo! Phil Tirana been digging her since day one, and we called him out on the air yesterday.
Okay, go ahead.
And he was, you were a wreck.
Yeah.
You were a wreck.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, you know, get done with her or anything. I just think she's a hottie.
And see.
Whatever. All right.
Yeah, now she's not here. And
now
he's all like,
I
mean, whatever.
She's
all right.
You know what I'm saying?
She's just a hottie. I don't need none of that, yo.
She wants a piece of this, you know?
I'm just in it for the conversation.
In reality, yesterday he came in, he was like, yeah, she's hot. Yeah. Okay.
But as soon as she walked out, I was like, dude, she wants me.
Right.
Lips were all dry, had those, you know, kind of like beads of just spit in the corners of your mouth. It's pathetic.
Sexy.
What you call sexy, I call pathetic.
All right.
He's also told us that when he's had girlfriends, he was really honest with us and told us that he has never been intimate with a woman without his t-shirt on.
Right. Mm.
And that just made us all well.
Or a sweatshirt or a down jacket, depending on what's available.
He's tuxedo.
Yeah, but I mean, now, one thing I think that we also talked about that Phil, in when you were younger, were overweight.
Right.
And I think, we think you still subconsciously feel that you're still that overweight kid, even though you're not as an adult.
Right. And it's one of those things where, I grew up and I went through high school as the fat kid, and that's what I was. And I had a lot of friends, but I had no girlfriends, so I had to take, instead of learning how to, you know, be, for lack of a better term, learn how to spit game or really talk to girls, I always had to be the fun guy or the funny guy or the big brother. You know, I did a lot of theater, and I always played the wacky, goofy uncle or something like that. You know, I never got to play the good-looking guy, so I had to learn how to be fun and not so much charming, if that makes sense.
And so I just wanted to defend him, because I know we were teasing him about when you talk about intimacy in the t-shirt. Mm-hmm. I think that all is in the same vein. Like, he's still not comfortable enough with his body to be able to, you know, shed all clothes when he's intimate.
Still holding insecurities from high school, not removing his shirt because of the size of his breasts, and charming people until they ask her out. The problem isn't with his self-esteem. He is a chick. Has anyone in this room seen his penis?
Although, Jen did in her dream.
Like, so, we've got a woman on our hands.
Well, I thought that was the case for a while, but when we did the Are You Straight test, I got a 23 on it.
All right, so you're very manly inside.
Very manly inside.
Or you're a very manly woman.
So what we've got here is a couple of layers that we figured we need to help fill out with. A, right. His self-esteem. Mm-hmm. All right, and we were going to set him up with a personal motivational coach type thing. Did you guys do that while I was out?
No.
That happened? Okay.
Yeah, we got turned down. So, yeah, thanks for helping us out.
His but case was cry. Too hard, and they're like, I can't help that guy.
I mean, he got rejected by a life coach, dude.
Hey, life is good. What can I say?
So we were going to hook him up with a life coach, one that doesn't have any work at all and has a lot of extra time on our hands.
Or a guy down on 14th Street with a broken clutch cable. Whoever we can get in studio the quickest.
But we also need to help him out physically also. Right. And that's where Corey Waller comes in. Hey, Corey.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Corey's one of these guys that he walks into a room and you just know, okay, there's a guy that works out and he's eating right. And,
total stud.
Yeah. Hate you.
He smells like protein shakes and flaxseed oil. Hasn't had a freaking Cheeto in 31 years.
Right.
Yeah, broke my hand when he shook it, you know.
He's got a calculator and he's calculating all the fat grams he's taking in throughout the day.
He drives by
like
Brewster's and sees people like me walking away with a banana split and thinks, oh, man, that man will be dead in a week.
I came into the studio today and I see people here eating Cheetos. So we're going to have to work on that.
I know. I was really
Jim's breakfast today.
My breakfast
Cheetos
is,
and Diet Coke. Yeah. You got the Diet Coke right.
I know. I mean, my Diet Coke and then my hot and spicy Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
For breakfast. Yeah. I was like, ooh, whoops.
Happy eatings.
Hide those.
Here's an update, y'all. We get up at 3 a.m. We're on lunch.
Right. It's our snack time.
Like,
leave
I don't need,
alone.
And this is for, you know, to get away from the Phil thing for a minute. To everybody in the office who comes in. When I'm at the vending machine getting, you know, like whatever I'm getting at
the whole top row
at 9 a.m. when I'm in there picking out, you know, getting a thing of Doritos, don't come in and go, ew, Doritos at 9 a.m. because you know what I got back in the studio? A tuna fish sandwich because I'm on lunch.
Right.
Shut up.
Right.
Like I didn't get to sleep until 7:30.
Right. Agreed.
So Corey's in here and he works at Eclipse One-on-One Fitness, correct?
Yes, that's it. Eclipse 101 Personal Fitness Gym, the best gym in Atlanta, by the way.
And you guys do like this. My wife did this the same program that Phil is going to be involved in, this boot camp type deal that we want to start sending him through.
Yeah, we want Phil to bring his jeans to my boot camp starting March. We want Phil to bring his jeans, and we're going to see if we can get him into his jeans that are maybe a size too small for him.
That's the kind of
can
motivation.
You do that, Phil?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I hear him talking. I see his lips moving. All I hear is, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Oh, yeah. You're going to eat grass, Phil. You're going to eat grass.
That's kind of the same motivation that women try but don't succeed with, because we'll see a pair of pants on sale and we're like, okay, you know what? Even though it's not my size, I know by the summertime I'm going to fit in them, so right. I'm going to buy them, and they sit in the closet for 3 years.
Yeah, but the thing is, you always buy jeans that are a size too small, because that is always your goal. You never go out and buy jeans that are a size too big, because you want to put yourself in a situation where you're in the jeans that look the best on you. So that's what we're going to put Phil in, a situation to where he is wearing a pair of jeans. You know what 7 jeans are, Phil?
7 jeans?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Those are chick jeans, aren't
those
they?
Are chick jeans. We're gonna, you can look good in them, Phil. We're going to work with you.
He's going to dress you like a woman. He's going to dress you up like the woman you are.
He's
going
to turn you into a metrosexual.
Have you ever worn makeup, Phil? Have you ever worn lipstick?
Sir, after this, I will, sir. Now, when you say boot camp, when you
this program should be Corey's bitch.
Hey, I can handle that.
When you say boot camp, I'm thinking of like Maury Povich, like turn my wild teen into a prom queen. It isn't something like that, is it?
Yes and no. Boot camp is designed for all demographics, all ages. And one of the things we like to stress is that although we will make you eat grass, you'll have fun in the process. So this is not us out there making you feel like you're less than human. You're going to have fun in the process, and we're still going to work you hard.
I think of Richard Gere like an officer and gentleman. I'm doing it like push-ups in the puddle, you know?
Filtering. I got no place else to go.
How long is boot camp?
Boot camp is 8 weeks. We've come up with...
that's tough.
That is really tough. But it's supposed to be, you know? If it's not hurting, it's not working. Right, Phil? That's going to be your motto for the next 8 weeks, by the way. If it's not hurting, it's not working. I got to get... Phil, you know what my name is for you for the next 8 weeks.
Uh-oh.
Bitch?
No, I'm your burn daddy.
Oh, burn daddy. Daddy.
Burn daddy.
Let me hear you say that, Phil, by the way. Let me hear you say that.
You're my burn daddy.
There you go. But what we've done is we've
he got drunk one weekend in Midtown and got a burn daddy too.
Oh, did you? It goes along with the seven jeans. And this is the kind of thing like where you take a whole bunch of people out and you don't use like traditional weights, right? You like find a limb and they've got to do pull-ups on that type deal.
Hey, before there were weights and before there was all these fancy smancy ways of getting in shape, it all started with people outside doing push-ups and running. So we're taking it back to basics. I myself was a part of the 101st. And so we're taking some of those principles of fitness and bringing them to people that are not in the military. And we've also had sponsors that are on this year providing cool gifts for the winner of this boot camp challenge. So
y'all got to get Grady Trauma Center.
So you got incentive stuff?
Yeah,
also?
We got incentives. We have AirTran, Mila's European Spa, Georgia Eye Associates, Monkeys, Dobell, Coo Daddy's, Moles, SocialDivas.com, and Dasani Water, all providing incentives for Phil here to go out and do his best.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that? Water is an incentive.
Water is an incentive.
They're going to kill you.
We also have Monkeys women's shoes that are an incentive to go along with your seven jeans, Phil.
What the hell's really going on here?
Y'all are thinking about this wrong, too. You need, like, you don't need Dasani water and stuff as an incentive. You need, like, Brewster's is an incentive. Yeah. Like, you start running at Chastain Park to the Sandy Springs Brewster's. There's your incentive.
You may want to start your own boot camp, Jay. Yeah, you may have a different class.
So tell me this, if you don't mind, explain to me exactly, like, this meets every day for 8 weeks.
Yeah, we meet every day for 8 weeks. We have three different classes, 6 to 7, 9:15 to 10:15, and 6 to 7 p.m. So
Phil was hoping you were going to say, no, it's a
but Phil,
one,
you have
day,
to come
one day
to
on, day, 7 yeah. weeks off.
But right? Phil, you have to come to the 6 a.m. class.
Bert? We're going to have some trouble here.
I'd like to get a little taste of it this morning just to see what it's all about. Like, did you bring anything that you could exercise in this morning?
If this will work, yeah. I'm in.
What are you talking about? He wears sweats every day.
I wear sweats every day. So
he's got, like, track pants on and a t-shirt. So.
Can you take him out this morning just for, like, a little mini workout?
Yeah, what I've done is I bought two of the ladies that have been doing boot camp for a couple of years. And we're going to provide a challenge for Phil to see if he can hang with these women.
It's the first day.
It's the first day. And I want to give you a true taste of what we do out there, Phil. So I've bought Christy from Monkeys out there, and I've bought Julie Siegel from Georgia Eye Associates, and they're going to party with us.
Like, I'm going to cry on the first workout.
Yeah, burn daddy's bitch.
And you can't, you can't let these women see you sweat, Phil. Come on now.
Oh.
Dude, I sweat walking up the stairs.
And he took the elevator.
You know, yeah, Phil, my butt's gone numb for you, dude.
All right, get out of here, man.
Well,
go.
Excited.
Get
right.
out. Go. All right. We brought in Corey Waller from Eclipse One-on-One Fitness, and they have a boot camp that starts on Monday.
Boot camp is the polite way of saying they beat the hell out of you.
Serious. My wife did this for a couple of weeks when we were up in Washington, D.C., and she was trained by a couple of former Navy SEALs. And she got in such good shape so quickly that she was getting too buff and actually had to stop.
Really?
They work you and you see results quick. And their next session, I think, starts on Monday.
On Monday, and it's called the Bring Your Jeans workout. So you're supposed to bring a pair of jeans that you were able to fit into a few years ago. But now you've, you know, thickened up a little bit, not so much anymore, and you bring those with you.
You thickened up a little bit. You're a little more meaty these days.
And you bring those jeans with you, and at the weigh-in on Monday, they, you know, take a look at those jeans, and he puts together a fitness plan for you, and then you and everybody, they say it's Eclipse, but they work you out over at Chastain Park.
And they do work you. So we've got Phil trying it out this morning.
Phil, come on,
that would be Corey.
How about the go, Phil? Come on.
Hey, Emily, intern. Hey. Emily, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Give us kind of a rundown. What's going on over the last half an hour?
Okay, we've done lunges and jumping jacks and squats and 15 push-ups and some running and stairs and Phil's looking in a little bit of pain.
Does Corey have like some of those defibrillators on him?
He's yelling like there's no tomorrow.
What is boot camp though?
Yeah,
you know, it's got.
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely is.
All right, let's listen for a sec.
All right, jumping jacks, six head off. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Come on, Phil. 1, 2, 3.
Can you hear us?
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
What is he counting off? What's he doing?
Jumping jacks.
1, 2, 3.
He has to go up to 3. That's easy.
1, 2, 3. Push ups.
Oh, back to push ups. Oh,
why don't you give the phone to Phil real quick?
Okay, hang in a second.
Come on, Phil.
What?
Hey, man. We're handing you the phone because maybe Corey will give you a break.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like the dream.
Last night, this almost sounded like a good idea. Listen, y'all want to do like an entertainment buzz or something? Give me about a 10-minute break.
You guys remember like that first day of working out, how you usually, like if you're working out by yourself, you'll give yourself a break. You know, like, you know what? I'll only go 5 minutes today. And then if you start to get winded like Phil, you'll quit. Yeah. But you got a trainer. You got no place else to go.
If I go 1 week in 5 minutes, then I'll go up to 10.
I haven't had much of a breakfast, but it's about to come right back in.
We're going to have all the information on boot camp and how you can join Phil and get yourself in shape with boot camp at allthehitsq100.com.
Poor Phil.
Hello?
What's the over-under on Phil yakking this morning?
Oh, gosh. I don't know how to do the betting odds.
7:15.
So it's under, I guess?
If you think he's going to yak before 7:15, you'd take the under.
Okay, I'm taking the over at 7:16.
It's going to be close.
Go ahead.
I'll take the complete over and go 7:30 because normally you yak after a massive workout after you try to calm down for a few minutes.
7:30?
I'm
going to
go late 7:30.
Let me ask you all an ethics question that may affect the yakking. Is it rude, Phil's over here busting his ass with Corey in, Chastain Park doing the big workout boot camp thing?
Right.
Is it rude to ask him to swing by Goldberg's and get us some carbohydrates?
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.